Hi, family. Welcome back to Be Unapologetically You Radio. This is your host, Kelsey Davidson. And in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about the thing of when the universe throws you a curveball and things don't happen like you think they should. So a really, really good example of this is when we start on our health and wellness journey, we have this like picturesque mindset of how our body's going to lose fat and how it's going to gain size and that we're not going to struggle and we're not going to have to work so hard to make our body change. And it really starts to challenge you as you start to move forward, even in the first couple weeks, because the first challenge when you're working to improve your health and wellness is just to be consistent. Once your body knows that you're going to be consistent, it's going to allow you to ebb and flow whichever direction that you want to go. The other thing that really happens along this topic is that weight loss or weight gain does not happen in a completely linear fashion. So, for example, our bodies will go like 150, 155, 149, 153, 148, 152, so on, and it'll just kink back and forth, bing, 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 bing. But if you look at the trend over time, you will notice it's a downward trend. Same thing when you start to take inches. Now, most of the time, that's going to be more of a more linear. It's either going to increase or decrease or stay the same. The only time it might go back and forth a little bit is going to be if you have any like bloating or anything like that. But for the most part, inches are going to be pretty linear, whereas your weight's going to fluctuate depending on your stress, your hormones, your water, how consistent you're being with your food, what types of food there you're eating. I mean, the scale can be all over the place, but that's why you look for a trend. And I wanted to bring this up because we do have this like picturesque like vision of how we think things are going to happen. Like, I'm going to lose all this fat below my butt, but not lose my butt. I'm going to lose all the fat in my midsection, not lose any in my boobs, or whatever the case may be. Or I'm going to lose all this fat in my midsection, and then I'll still have a little bit on my pecs, or whatever the case may be. And what the thing that I want you to understand is our body does not lose fat the way that we think it will. It's going to lose it in some form or direction depending on your genetics. My direction for my genetics is I go from the top down. You may be from the bottom up. It just really depends on your genetics. Your middle may be the last thing you lose. It may be the first thing you lose. But what I want you to get at is that you're still going to lose it as long as you are consistent and you take time and you set up those habits in order to accomplish that goal. It just may not happen the way that you think it will or the way you want it to. But what I want you to understand is that it will happen as long as you are consistent with it. And this is also true with our mindset and how we address our bodies and our lives and how we approach our careers and business. I mean, things never happen the way that we think they're going to. I think it's very important to focus on what you want your end result to be, not focus on how you want it to occur. So, for example, when my husband and I decided to move, we had no idea how we were going to afford a new place or whatever the case may be. We just started focusing on what we wanted our end goal to be. And that was the only thing we thought about. And then the next thing after that was we started to look at the next step. What was the next step toward our goal? So for that one, it was to organize our finances and see how much was going in and going out and then so on and so on. This also works with your body. Maybe you just need to focus on creating a positive environment for yourself mentally, physically, and emotionally so that way you can determine what your next step is. I feel like that is everybody's first step should be to focus on creating more consistency in their life where they can, which is how are you managing your stress? How much food, what types of food that you're eating? You know, things that you do have control over. There are so many things that we don't, but what we do have control over is how we react and how we prepare. We always have control over that. We could very easily choose to be lazy or whatever the case may be. Excuse you, miss. My babies are napping. But, you know, you could very easily will your control away to somebody else when in reality, if you just claim that control and realize that you have the ability to create the life that you want, whatever the case may be, you just have to own that aspect of it. So the big takeaway I want you to have from this episode is that things are not always going to happen the way that you think they will, and you need to be open for things to just happen, and it may turn out better than you could have possibly imagined, or it may have a different result that's even better than anything you can imagine. So just focus on the end result and then focus on what your next step is. So I hope you guys found this helpful. If you want anything else on the podcast, please don't hesitate to shoot us a message on Instagram at beingapologeticallyyouradio. And also, please hit that subscribe button so you never miss a podcast. And I would love to see your 5-star review on iTunes. It helps people find the podcast. Until next time, bye-bye.